Yes, indeed. It is time for another edition of The Good Stuff. 5 minutes of good things for you to think about today. So get your cup of coffee, sit back, and relax and enjoy. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board is geared up to host you right here in Ballantyne and Cherry County. Almost 4 million acres of Cherry County, and there's a lot of wide open spaces, as you might imagine. More cows than people, so if you want to get away from it all, come check things out. Go to visitvalentine.com and find 50 things to do in Cherry County.
Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. It's nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, established 1963. Go to tsln.com to get your subscription coming now.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. This is called Seasons, and I do not have an author on this, but a little look back at, I guess, some of the things we've been doing this summer and what we're going to be getting into. So June or later, time to swath that first cutting of hay. This will be your last opportunity to do anything on time concerning hay. We hope you did that. Weed harvest should be in full swing pretty quick, and you'll be happy to know that a bushel of what will buy a pair of shoes at a garage sale.
Oh dear. Ouch.
Better get that first cutting of alfalfa baled. You can tell if it's ready to bale by the moisture content. If you have to wait out to check it, it's not ready.
Oh.
Now, put that fishing equipment away. There's still fence to be fixed. Spring comes around. The grass is greening. The birds are singing. The sun is shining. Somewhere, probably close to the equator. Here, it's probably still miserable cold and overcast. The second law of thermodynamics says that things go from order to disorder, which pretty much explains an ensilage cutter. So, some things in the ag field here from summertime, I guess. Kim, what do you have to share?
I have a piece called Skinny Dippin'. An elderly man in Florida had owned a large farm for several years. He had a large pond in the back, fixed up real nice. Picnic tables, horseshoe courts, and some orange and grapefruit trees. The pond was properly shaped and fixed up for swimming when it was built. One evening, the old farmer decided to go down to the pond to look it over, as he hadn't been there for a while. He grabbed a 5-gallon bucket to bring back some fruit. As he neared the pond, he heard voices, shout, and laughter, lots of it, lots of glee. As he came closer, he saw it was a bunch of young women skinny dipping in his pond. He made the women aware of his presence, and they all went to the deep end. One of the women shouted to him, "We're not coming out until you leave." The old man frowned. "I didn't come down to watch you ladies swim naked or make you get out of the pond naked." Holding the bucket up, he said, "I'm just here to feed the alligators."
I think that would move them, wouldn't it?
Indeed. That's from LaVon Weishuttle from Pier. Thanks so much for all that she's shared for us on The Good Stuff.
And, of course, you probably noticed Kim's got a little croak in her throat. She's got an allergy cough. So I told her that, well, somebody told me a while back that we should do a shot of brandy. That would help get that. So we're up to doing about 6 programs a day because I give her a shot of brandy before each program.
Ha, ha, ha.
I'm just kidding. A couple of clips and quotes today. The hurdles in track and field can represent life, which never gives us one test that we pass or fail, but instead presents us with a series of obstacles to overcome as we reach toward our goals, if we stay focused on that goal and maintain a healthy rhythm and balance in the way we live, we'll meet those challenges with the least difficulty. That was by Dave Johnson, so something to share with you today. And here's one from Philip Brooks. A person who lives right and is right has more power in his silence than another has by words. Character is like bells, which ring out sweet notes, and which, when sounded, accidentally even, resound with sweet music. Philip Brooks, today for you on the Good Stuff program.
I love to hear different things that children say. How does this sound? God, I read the Bible. What does beget mean? Nobody will tell me. Love, Allison.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, it's pretty simple. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. When we pop that into the mailbox, we'll take a look at that and see if we can feature it one day on an upcoming edition of the program. Keep listening to this great radio station for more of The Good Stuff.